After only 6 days of deliberation, the Enron jury came back to the courtroom to deliver its verdicts. Ken Lay sighed deeply as the guilty verdict was read, and Jeff Skilling looked down at the floor and remained silent. Federal prosecutor Sean Berkowitz hailed the jury's decision.
The jury has spoken, and they have sent an unmistakable message to boardrooms across the country. You can't lie to shareholders. You can't put yourselves in front of your employees' interests. No matter how rich and powerful you are, you have to play by the rules.
But defense lawyers do not see this as the end of their work. Jeff Skilling's attorney, Daniel Petruccelli, said the jury's decision is only the beginning of another long legal battle.
Obviously, it did not come out the way we had hoped. It doesn't change our view of what happened at Enron, and certainly doesn't change our view of Jeff Skilling's innocence.
Petruccelli said he will file a full and vigorous appeal, but he did not say on what grounds. Skilling said he was prepared to move forward with the legal fight.
We're going to have to go back and, I guess, think this thing through. But obviously I'm disappointed, but, that's the way the system works.
In the four-month-long trial, Lay and Skilling claimed they knew nothing of the fraudulent financial schemes being carried out inside Enron. They blamed former Chief Finance Officer Andrew Fastow for the fraud and blamed the downfall of Enron on a panicked market driven by negative articles in such publications as Fortune Magazine and the Wall Street Journal. Speaking to reporters after they had appeared in court, jurors said they did not accept that defense. They said Fastow and other former executives who testified under plea bargain agreements with the government told a consistent story about what had happened and that the Lay and Skilling defense did not hold up under scrutiny. One juror, who said he was a school principal, gave the defendants a failing grade.
I can't say that I don't know what my teachers were doing in the classroom. I'm still responsible if a child gets lost. I did have a phone call from school while I was here on the jury because they're looking for the principal. So I would say that to say that you didn't know what was going on in your own company was not the right thing.
The jury's work in this case is now over, and the sentencing task will be carried out by the federal judge who presided over the trial, Judge Sim Lake. He has a great deal of discretion under federal guidelines and could sentence the defendants to as little as probation on some counts, but could also impose lengthy prison sentences that would effectively keep both Lay and Skilling in prison for the rest of their lives. Both men are free on bond for the time being, but the judge ordered both to turn over their passports in order to prevent them from leaving the country. Former Enron employees who lost their jobs and pensions when the company collapsed in late 2001 rejoiced Thursday. Many of them came to the courthouse downtown to express their satisfaction with the outcome of the trial. Enron was at one time the seventh largest U.S. corporation, and its demise shook confidence in the U.S. stock market at a time when investors were still reeling from the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. It was also the first in a string of highly publicized corporate scandals in which high-ranking executives were charged with fraudulent accounting schemes. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.